here we are again. Sinking in. Remembering that this moment of togetherness, though it might seem you are sitting alone in your room, let's say, this moment of togetherness is a powerful infusion of your light and your light codes into the group energetic. So breathe as though you are breathing the fullness of your light beingness into this moment, that you might blaze forth the light codes and configurations that are yours. The cat's really getting into it here. The light signature that is yours, the new pieces of information and light configurations that are yours to put in to the group right now, based on what you have experienced today. Breathe as though your body is just this moment remembering that it is free to jettison energy bundles and holding patterns that do not reflect you at these higher levels. Let the body breathe as though it is a body of light and energy and frequency, and not a body of matter and density. Old energies and tightly held holding patterns. Breathe as though it is a body of breath and water, of space and light, an ever-changing pattern in the quantum field. Breathe that way. Breathe as though you yourself remember the boundless suchness of your being, the infinite light and consciousness that you are. Shake off the forgetting. And expand back into a more comfortable alignment, a more spacious expression of your true self. Here comes the smile, right? Good. Good. Body is going to relax now more and more. Take this gift, this moment. Give this gift, this moment, to yourself, to the body, to the human construct. Why? Because things have been a little crunchy, haven't they? And one of the one of the areas of this, or one of the platforms wherein we are playing this out for each other, is the people that we live with. Dun, dun, dun. The people that you live with. Oh boy. Individual fractals of source, yes, individual personality constructs in their complex and messed up fullness. All of us. All of us under the, let's just call them pressures for now, because that's how the human construct largely is going to be interpreting them. The cosmic rays, the geomagnetic storms, the solar winds, the CMEs, the charged particles, and. Oh yes, the threat of nuclear war. Let's throw that in too. I jest a little bit, and you know I don't often reference things that are going on in the madness of the manufactured matrix. I threw that in there and just to sort of say there are so many layers that make up the collective winds, as it were, that are buffeting these poor, sweet human constructs. A mental body trying to wrap itself around, trying to stay stable, trying to logic a way through. An emotional body, oh bless the emotional body, just torn this way and that. Beleaguered and heavy. And if perhaps you are not, is there the voice that comes in? Well, surely I should be, though. How can I possibly be feeling happy or light with everything going on? And so if you are in a situation where there are multiple personality constructs under one roof, well, you've got a veritable shit show going on, don't you? With all of these points of awareness, at best we are points of awareness. At worst, we are incoherent points of chaos. And lots of flailing and fumbling, wailing and gnashing of teeth, as it were. So, one thing that I would want to caution. Please, please, Master, do not apply that old energy spirituality template that says, well, anything that's showing up in your reality is a 100% mirror of you. So suck it and take responsibility for all of it. That is a bit of an old energy construct. It is a bit of an wildly oversimplified perceptual paradigm. This is actually far more complex than that. So I would just caution you, don't attempt to take responsibility, as it were, for everything that you see arising in the people that you live with. one thing that is happening is that you are seeing an old energy construct, an old pattern, soul contract perhaps, response pattern, that is coming up and playing itself out. Now, if this represents, and it will represent, if it's feeling crunchy to you, it will be representative of something that is still, yes, a little bit of, I call it Velcro, a little bit of Velcro in your field, a little bit of wounding, trauma, crunchy, gritty, sandy stuff in your field somewhere that is not serving you, is not reflective of you at the highest levels. And that maybe, if we've still managed to hold on to that kind of thing and kept it hidden from all of the machinations of the light to bring this up, cleanse it, alchemize it, purify it. We've been working on this for a couple of years now. So anything that's still remaining, oh baby, the volume is getting turned up. Do I even have to tell you that? The volume is getting turned up on this. So in that case then, look to more what is arising within you. Because you may well have be just cohabitating, as it were, with an individual, a point of focused light, a personality construct that, of course, legit is going through their own process, whether or not it is a full-on ascension-type awakening process or not. The light, the increase of light on the planet, and therefore the pressure slash opportunity to rise, expand, awaken, unfold into the true nature, it's happening for everyone. Everyone. So you may have someone in your proximity who is moving through their own process, but it might very well be that you, in your state of being, of simply being in that proximity and observing, you're actually feeling rather equanimous, not getting terribly triggered. And, Master, if 2 years ago that would have triggered the crap out of you, then well done. This is representative of Mastery 2.0, Mastery 3.0 training for you. But if it is activating something within you, look more to what is arising within you, and not so much about the behavior or the emotional pattern or the destructive or maladaptive pattern that's being played out. And from that old time perspective, saying, well, clearly that's reflecting something in me. Sink back into you and see more about what is arising from within you. And own that, and I say own, perhaps holding that term lightly, because in own, I would mean enough that you sit and examine it, look at it. Because if it's feeling incongruent with your current energies, even if it was a resonant, a vibrational match to you and a wounding pattern or something like that just 1 year ago, it is no longer yours. So you're going to, that's why I say, you know, hold it, take responsibility for it, lightly. There are many now who are playing out the last of their a soul contract. And the human aspect cannot seem to see a way out or a way through. And this is causing a lot of stress in the body, the emotional body, the mental body, of course. Come back to the golden rule of the current time ascension process. Where you are on your process now, if you're listening to material like this and resonating with material like this and working with material like this, then trust that what is arising within the greater container of your effulgent beingness, it is being alchemized. What is arising within you, remember, you being the greater container that holds this, what is arising is actually moving through and being alchemized, transmuted, purified as it moves through. So again, hold lightly. Do a lot of observing and maybe less internalizing than we would have done some years ago, following that old perceptual paradigm where I must cleave to everything as though it were an absolute mirror and vibrational match to me. Not so. For many, a pattern continues to arise because you have shifted something, you have done some work, some clarity gained, a different position, a set of coordinates in the quantum field, perceptual set point around it, and this is the fun of Earth, and it is just going to present again and again, and maybe one more time, little invitations for another go-round on the dance floor with that old pattern, that old way of responding, that old way of dealing with, or in most cases, not dealing with feelings and emotions. And you're going to get the invite over and over again. Each one, so here's the reframe for that. These represent opportunities for you to demonstrate your mastery, to choose the way a master would choose. So that is happening. And of course, that sort of playing field, as it were, of the people that we live with, it's a wonderful little soup to catalyze these energetic bundles so that they pop up, not just for us to see, which would be so much better, but oh no, we've got to feel them too. Fuck. Earth. She shakes her fist heavenward. Oh God, Earth. Mm-hmm. Okay. Another one. Do your best not to push against something that is arising. That is still, of course, an energetic engagement with it. And obviously, we have looked at this relative to macrocosmic energetics and momentums, and manipulations going on in the outer world. But this is true as well. Try to give yourself, don't try. This actually is very important. Give yourself periods of time, even if it's a few minutes, indulge in. If it's a visualization that will assist with this, then do so. Get yourself into the feeling state, the being state of the resolution of the crunchy energy between you and someone else. If visualization helps you, visualize something that makes you feel peaceful, calm, expanded, safe. In other words, focus on your energetic alignment. Expand your field. Make your field more coherent, aligned, clear. Stay focused there. And in the presence of an energy bundle that is not a match to you at that time, you are then more apt to choose from that aligned place, respond from the aligned place. And very importantly, perceive from that aligned place. And remember this as well. The light that you are is, well, it is the light that you are. Meaning, even if the human construct has a bit of a wobble, feels a little down, or knocked off its pins a little bit by what is unfolding and swirling around it. That, believe it or not, the human construct is going to have a difficult time believing this, but believe it or not, that is not going to stop. This transmutation process that is happening, because at this point, my dear, wonderful, beautiful master of light, the light that you are is the dominant momentum now. A ascension, however that is going to look or is looking right now, the momentum of ascension is the dominant momentum for you, period. Now, to a small extent, yes, it is true. The more coherent you are, and the human aspect represents a significant aspect of that coherence or incoherence relative to this incarnation, of course. But whatever the human aspect might be going through, even curled in a floor, in a ball on the floor, as it were, that is not strong enough to make incoherent the patterns of your light beingness at the highest levels. Let the dear human have its process. Even that, hold it lightly. Now, this group energetic now, after 27 some odd minutes, it is empowered now with the fullness of your presence, with all of us together. Remember, all of us together means everyone who will ever be a part of this group. All here now. Ah, there you go, right? You just felt that. Okay, now, into this magnificent pool of light, frequency, energy, love. Place yourself and one person or more people with whom you live into that beautiful golden pool of liquid light. And let the light of this collective group energy do the work right now. Just a few breaths. Well done. Feel that.